Thy will be done. When you see that phrase or hear that line, what kind of thoughts come to your mind? Please respond. Thy will be done. God's in charge. God's in charge, yeah. Pardon?
Can you tap into
His will in my life.
I figure if Jesus said it, it would be His will.
Jesus said it. That's His will. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how He taught us to pray, isn't it? Thy will be done. Thy will be done. And in all of our life, choice of school, career, spouse. It was the fall of 1966. I saw this young lady by the name of Kathy from a distance. And back in my mind, I said, Lord, I think that's your will. It took her it took her quite a bit longer. She finally started going on some dates with me, and then she found out I was going to be a preacher, and that was it for that for a while. She said, enough, out of here, I'm out. She broke up with me. Can you imagine? But there was something moving deep within her life. Thy will be done. Oh, big decisions. Decisions about life. Decisions coming. A pastor for New Cumberland Church of the Nazarene. The board and team with Dr. Mills and Ken Balch put together a profile. It's got all the answers of all times. So what do you do with it? I mean, there's strengths and future and challenges for a church, and what are we looking for in the way of a pastor? And you know, what do we do with all that? Do we take these profiles, lay them over here and sort of lay them out? Maybe chart them? Maybe someone's good on Excel and you can put it on a spreadsheet. And then you take a resume and you put this resume with all the qualifications and you put it out here. And A sort of looks like C, B looks sort of like E. Oh, I don't see D over there at all. Is that how you do it? So what do you... The profile was finally put together with Dr. Mills and Ken Balch, and so this sort of an outsider listening in to what was said and discussions, and copies of it are available out in table in the foyer if you want one. So how do you process all the conversations? Don't deny it. There have been more discussions on sidelines and in gatherings than you can begin to imagine. Some healthy, some... Have you been aware God's been listening? How do we truly discern what is needed for the next pastor? How do we really discern? How do you really discern that next job? How do you really discern all of that? Well, you want a good word? What's this one? This is a comment from St. James, brother of our Lord Jesus. Are you ready? I hate this one. I hate it. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? Are you ready for this one? This one's really hard on pride. You're just a mist that appears for a little while, then you vanish. Feel good? Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. What if we paraphrase this? We will soon elect a specific person to be our next pastor. We don't even know really what's going to happen tomorrow. We really don't. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live. If it is the Lord's will, we will live. I appreciated Bernie's testimony. I realized I was at a crossroads. My way or God's? Wow. If it is the Lord's will. As we talk about God's will, James says, if it is the Lord's will, we will. Jesus just says, pray, thy will be done. Now, there's some aspects of God's will that are pretty well defined for us. Ten Commandments. Remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. Honor your parents. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not bear false witness. Do not cut. You know, those are... It's just, the question is, you know, how do we apply it, and what are the extensive meaning of all of those? Because they're pretty intense. Or this one by Jesus. Love one another. Well, those are pretty clear. But then we start talking about what is God's will for New Cumberland Church of the Nazarene? In the future. What is God's will for you in New Cumberland Church of the Nazarene? How many times? I've been there. You're not strange if you said this. If they do this, I'm gone. If? Really? Are you a part of this by your choice? Or was there underneath this guiding, prompting spirit? I didn't get a choice of the family I was born into. Mommy and Daddy chose that one. Along with four sisters and a brother. You know what my choice was? Oh, I could run away, but I would have missed something. I'm part of that Grosvenor family. And you know what? I'm sort of proud of it. Now, there were days in my life when I wasn't very proud of that. You know those adolescent years? I thought Mom and Dad were pretty stupid. Come on. But what I learned is in mom and dad, there was a unique spirit. There were some things I didn't agree with. What is God's will for your life? What is God's will for you of ministry? Remember, every believer is a minister. I'm not a minister because I'm ordained. I moved into the ordained ministry because God called me to this work. What is God's will for us? Thy will be done. I want you to think about it. Thy will be done. God's will is basically God's plan and desire for us. Just think of some aspects of his will. It is, he created us to care for and enjoy his creation. Read it, chapter 1. It's his will for us to be holy people. People who belong to him. That's why I used that video clip. People who belong to God. Court was right on. We belong to God. God's in charge. Holy people are people that belong to God first and foremost. People who have come to single-hearted devotion to God. Bernie touched it. Death to self, death to my way. Total submission to God and God's will first and foremost. A life illustrated by Jesus. Total obedience to be holy people. Third aspect of God's will and plan for us is to love one another and live in harmony with one another. John Shuey taught it in a beautiful way last week. But as we deal with this, I want you to see something. Sometimes we get hung up, if God, the sovereign God, has a will, then we really don't have a choice. If God, the sovereign God, is really sovereign, then do we have, have you heard it? My number. God's already defined the day you're going to die. He's got your number, and when that comes, you're gone. That, my friend, is not Christian. That is pagan. In that thought, some went further to say, God, who is sovereign, realizes we're sinful, but he has chosen just a few that he selects out of this wide world, and these are the ones that he saves by his choice. That is not scripture. God, the sovereign Lord, created human beings with the capacity to make choices and assigned to us the responsibility for those choices. That's part of his creation. You don't care of the body, can't take care of the body that you give, or that was given to you? That's your choice. God has a plan for you. Are you going to take care of the body so that he can use it for his glory? God gave you a mind. He didn't assign you a certain IQ. That came through our DNA. Question is, what are we going to do with the mind we inherited? God has given us the capacity of choice and with it the responsibility for those choices. Someone has broken down the word responsibility into responsibility. The ability to respond to God by his grace. One of our statements of doctrine, we believe that the human race's creation in God-likeness included ability to choose between right and wrong, and that thus human beings were made morally irresponsible. I'm not going to take the time to reread the whole thing. Time's running out. the leader of Israel, Joshua, the one who led them into promised land, God's design, at the close of his time in office, said to the people, "Choose this day whom you will serve, whether it's the gods of the nations in your past, the gods of the nations around us, or the Lord our God who brought us out of slavery and brought us into the land. You have to choose. You are responsible." His predecessor and mentor, Moses, had the passage that I read at the beginning of worship. "This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to his voice. Hold fast to him." That's a choice. That's a choice. And when you pray, "Thy will be done," you are taking responsibility for you. Thy will be done. The Apostle John wrote, "Jesus, the living, eternal Word of God, came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected." That's choice. "But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God." Believe and acceptance, that's choice. On the basis of that choice, they are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. Choice. I don't have time to do it, so next week I'm going to pick up here. I'm going to share with you two stories. Two stories illustrating the responsibility of choice. Your first response is, how could they get any different? Adam and Eve, this is one story. Jesus is the other story. Think about it. But what you're going to find is there's six common threads through both of their stories. They are holy when their stories begin. They are given a purpose and instructions by God. They are tested. They make choices. They experience the consequences of those choices. And they left a legacy to this very day. I'm going to pick up there with those two stories next week. Think about them. But in the meantime, Ben, let's do that song again. Lord's Prayer. Here's my request. Drive it home in your mind. You're already starting to see some banners on the halls, on the walls, I mean, out in the hallway, put together by children on Wednesday or last Sunday morning, Sunday school time or somewhere. Thy will be done. You're going to get so sick of this line. That's my theme for the next few weeks. Thy will be done. How do we know God's will? How do we discern God's will? How do we... I'm going to be talking about it. I've got some stories to share with you. Here's my request. If you're brave enough, genuinely, honestly, start praying. Lord, thy will be done. I invite you to stand and sing it.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. to give us our daily bread, and forgive us all our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Do not store up earthly things where moth and dust destroy. Restore up our heavenly treasures, for there is our true reward. So give us our daily bread, and forgive us all our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For you have told us not to worry about fear or life or death. And you have told us that we are worthy in you. Oh God, we find our rest. So give us our daily bread, forgive us all our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
May that be your prayer as we go our way from this gathering of worship, as we look forward to experiencing what God has for us in His will. In the name of Jesus, amen. Mm-hmm.